everyone, to Espresso Tax and Small Business Essentials, where we are brewing up success for the owner-led entity by providing education on useful tax strategies and other essential business topics. I am your host, Eric Bonney, founder of Harvest Tax and Accounting Services, and a CPA with over 28 years of experience servicing business owners like yourself. Each week, I will take a look at the most pressing tax issues and business questions that small business owners are facing. Today, we'll be discussing the Corporate Transparency Act, or CTA. You may also have heard this referred to as the Beneficial Ownership Information Report, or BOI reporting. We will discuss what the law is, why it is important to you as a small business owner who might be exempt from filing this report, and finally, where and how you can file yours. This law was passed on January 1, 2021 due to perceived widespread PPP and employee retention tax credit fraud. It is being enforced by the Treasury Department's enforcement arm, FinCEN, who typically go after money laundering, illegal shell companies, and foreign income reporting. The CTA will impact nearly all small business owners and future business owners. So who might be exempt from this? There are a few exemptions to the CTA. Think large businesses, those businesses with 20 full-time employees or more, defined as working 30 hours a week, and having a physical presence in the United States, along with filing a previous tax return showing $5 million in gross receipt. In addition to the large business exemption, there are some specific industries that are exempt. Think of these as those industries that are already heavily regulated, like banks, governmental entities, broker-dealers, insurance companies, and others. Essentially, if you are a small business less than 20 employees, you will have to file the CTA. Now, why do you have to file and what might the penalties be? If you do not file your CTA, you are subject to a potential $500 per day for failure to file penalty from the time you were supposed to submit the report or for having an erroneous information inside the report. There is a maximum fine of $10,000. If there is fraud, the fine will be $10,000 and you might be subject to 2 years in jail. I expect that the enforcement of the CTA is going to be extremely easy. It should be nothing more than a simple cross-check between the FinCEN and the IRS system looking for employer identification numbers that are not showing up in FinCEN. Who is a beneficial owner? A beneficial owner is defined as somebody or an entity with 25% or more ownership in the entity, or an individual or entity who can exercise substantial control over that entity. Think of people such as the C-suite individuals who can make major decisions for the entity. Where do you file your CTA? You will file this report on the FinCEN website. However, your best option is going to be to speak to an attorney. While filing the report will not be overly complex, there are going to be some complex ongoing reporting issues. When must you file your initial report? There are three different time frames to keep in mind. If your business was in business prior to January 1, 2024, you will have until January 1, 2025 to file your initial report. If you form your business at any time during 2024, you will have 90 days to file your initial report from the date that you file with the state. Finally, if you form your business at any time after January 1, 2025, you will have only 30 days to file your initial report from the date that you have filed with the state. You will also need to keep in mind that there are specific change events that can require you to update your report, and you only have 30 days following one of those change events to get your report updated. Think of things like changing of the corporate address, changing of a beneficial owner's address, the passing away of a beneficial owner, or maybe a greater than 25% ownership change in the business. The area that really has me worried is the 30 days filing requirement after 2025. We see routinely individuals who are do-it-yourself types start up an LLC because they want to do some consulting work. They aren't quite ready for it yet. And then 6, 7, 8 months down the road, they finally make a phone call to us and say, I'm now ready to get started because I need some tax advice. At this point, they're already going to be late with filing their BOI because they did it by themselves and they did not use an attorney. What information is going to get reported on the CTA? For the entities, you are going to need their full legal name, any DBAs or trade names, business address, where the entity was formed, and their federal identification number. For all beneficial owners, you will need their full legal name, date of birth, current residential address, a copy of a current valid ID issued by a government entity, an email address, and their telephone number. Keep in mind that there are going to be very few businesses that are going to be a one filing and done. There are many change events that are going to require you to update your report, and you must do so within 30 days of that change event or be subject to $500 a day in penalties. Not surprisingly, there have been numerous cases filed against the Treasury Department to remove the filing requirement of the CTA. Most recently, on March 1st, 2024, in the U.S. District Court of Alabama, there was a court ruling that said that the CTA was unconstitutional. That court case was the National Small Business United versus Yellen, NO522-CV-1448. See the links in the show notes. You have to keep in mind that this specific court case only applies to the plaintiffs that were in that case. The plaintiffs did argue that the CTA infringed on their First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments of the Constitution. The court ruled that the CTA exceeded the Constitution's limits on the legislature branch and lacked sufficient nexus to any enumerated power to be necessary or proper means of achieving Congress's policy goals. The court said that its conclusion makes it unnecessary for it to address the CTA violation of the First, Fourth, or Fifth Amendments and left those questions unanswered. I would fully expect that there will be additional court cases that will be filed in the future, but until then, we have to keep in mind that this case only applies to those specific plaintiffs, and everyone else does need to continue to file their CTA reports. So what is the takeaway from today's episode? There has not been a whole lot of discussion or news information reported about the CTA, and I don't believe many small business owners are prepared for this filing, maybe not even aware of the filing. I would highly recommend and encourage you to reach out to your professional or to an attorney, have discussions about if you need to file, who your beneficial owners might be, and make sure that you get this done long before your filing requirement is due so that you can make sure that you don't run into any potential issues at the end. Thank you for joining me today for this episode of Espresso Tax and Small Business Essentials. Don't forget to sign up for our monthly newsletter. And if you have a specific topic that you would like to hear me cover here on the show, please send me an email at EspressoTax@HarvestCPAFirm.com. There are links in the show notes for both the monthly newsletter and how to request a topic.